us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio and Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
It's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO.
Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, how people speak.
Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come in here and say a few words and talk a little bit about what's going on around Randolph County and, you know, and some of the issues. Obviously, we don't get to talk about all of them and everything, but it's nice to have an opportunity to say a few things about some of the issues going on. One of them that has created a lot of emotions and from both ends is the solar project here south of Tilden. And I've mentioned it here before. I think over the last two or three times I was on, I mentioned that it was actually out there and it was something being considered and being proposed. Once again, to refresh your minds is where it's at. It's basically about 1 mile south of Tilden, about 4 miles north of Sparta on Route 4, just to the east of Route 4, on the east side of Route 4, basically out there where County Road 18 is at, that goes past the shooting complex, basically right in that area to the east side, the opposite direction of the World Shooting Complex, and heading east over there. And on the far east side of it, which would be along Route 13, about a mile and a half east out of Tilden, there is what's commonly known as the Prest substation, which is was just rebuilt a couple of years ago, and it was rebuilt and new lines were put in, all part of the power plant that was built up there in Prairie State. So they rebuilt several of the substations around, and they have been upgrading those, so we don't have problems with those in the future, because a lot of the electrical grid is, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old. You don't think of it as being that old, but it is. And so they're out in the process of trying to rebuild those, add new power lines. So anyway, that's on the east side of it. But in this particular case, the company that was proposing this put an application together with the Zoning Land Use Management Board approximately 2 months, 2.5 months ago. And I had mentioned that up until that time, they'd been talking and considering and discussing, but until you actually put the application in, up until that time, it's just talk. And when they actually, you know, put down the fee, which in this case was over $100,000, and file the application, and I had seen it pretty much cover to cover. It's about 3 inches thick. So, I mean, it's a three-ring binder. It's a pretty large application. When you do that, then it becomes public knowledge, you know, because an application to do something, a zoning change, is public record. And then at that point in time, you can specify the different information on it. And it went before the Zoning Board of Appeals. It was originally scheduled in August, but there was a scheduling problem. They moved it to, I think, around September the 12th or 13th, right in there. And it was brought about a number of people out, you know, on both sides of the issue, some for, some against. And but it did, the Zoning Board of Appeals did rule that the company had met all of the requirements, and that's really all the question is. It's not the question isn't, do we like it? The question isn't something like that. The question is, do they meet the requirements of the zoning? Do they meet the requirements of our zoning and land use management ordinances?
Right.
Okay. And up until about, and I'll break off from that for a minute, up until about 2016, Randolph County had no zoning ordinance related to solar, or what we actually refer to as alternative energy. It's mainly it's solar, but it could also be wind turbines. It could also be ethanol plants. If you remember, they were proposing an ethanol plant in Evansville about 15, 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It could be related to a number of those different things, but primarily we think of it as solar because that's the most common one for this area. But up until about 2017, we had nothing, and we've believed, Randolph County commissioners believe, that we should have something in place, because if there's no ordinances concerning it, you have nothing to say about
right.
it. It just, if somebody wants to do it, they just do it. And so we did create an ordinance, and in the process of creating that ordinance, we took a long look at the ordinances in other counties in Illinois. Most of them have this now, and we weren't the most restrictive. We weren't the least restrictive by far, but I would say on a scale of 1 to 10 in how restrictive are you, we're probably up around a number 8, 7 to 8, fairly restrictive, but not the most. And and it included things such as, that you don't normally think about, such as glare, such as dismantling or decommissioning the process, making sure that they have bonds, you know, bonds meaning it's not the company you're relying on, but they file papers and have bonds with insurance companies that'll, you know, provide X amount of money needed for decommissioning, et cetera. It talks about, which is very important, setback, how far you have to be back from other people's property, other people's homes, et cetera. And so it gives a number of items that must be complied with. And so we have that. And if we didn't have that ordinance, we wouldn't have anything to say about it. So anyway, they filed their application showing that they would meet all the necessary requirements. And that's what went before the Zoning Board of Appeals, and that's what they actually took a look at on, I believe it was like September 13th, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong on that date by a couple of days. And after considerable hearing and hearing from all the people who have adjoining property around the facility, they took a look at the facility, and they said, we approved it. And so after about 3-hour hearing and discussing and listening with everyone else, then they put their, the Zoning Board of Appeals said, yes, we approve this project, and they sent it to the Randolph County Board.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you, we'll hold that thought, and we'll take a break here.
Sounds good.
And we'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And this is The People Speak, and I'm Jeff, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we were talking about the solar proposal, it's not a proposal now, it's a...
Yeah, it was a proposal that was submitted for the project there south of Tilden, and mm-hmm. Before the break, I went through what had happened up until now, basically, that had went through the Zoning Board of Appeals, and the Zoning Board of Appeals had reviewed the whole application, and they did rule that this company had submitted and completed all the things that they're required to do in order to receive a go-ahead, in order to receive their permits to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
So after it goes to the Zoning Board of Appeals, then it goes to the Randolph County Board to reaffirm that. And that's what was the actual issue that the Randolph County Board took up last Friday,
okay, right.
on Friday morning. And I kind of laid that out so you kind of understand what the issue is before the Randolph County Board. Well, there was between those two periods, there was a couple of weeks, or maybe just a little bit longer than a couple of weeks, and a number of people were very passionate on it. Some of those individuals actually farm ground that they will no longer be able to farm there.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, you know, if the people that own the property don't want you to farm it anymore, you're going to lose revenue, and that's disappointing. I've, you know, lost business before myself. I know what it's like. But the people that own the property, they do have the right to determine who they want on their property.
Right.
Pretty basic idea. So the question before the Randolph County Board, and I'll try to mention some of these items that were discussed at the board and some of the items that were brought before it. But the actual question before the board was, should we concur with the Zoning Board of Appeals decision to grant them their permit to proceed? Do we concur with it or do we not concur with it? And to not concur with it, to say no, essentially you would probably need some kind of information or evidence that was not available to the zoning board when they looked at it. In other words, something new must have happened that wasn't available to the zoning board, as which case you would send it back and say, zoning board, take one more look at this. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not, you would say, can't do the project. You would say, zoning board, take one more look. But no such information was brought. I didn't anticipate there would be a lot of information that was brought, although this is new to Randolph County. It's not new to Illinois or the United States in general. Solar fields have been out there for 10 years or longer. So how they're done is pretty well established. In the last 3 or 4 years, they've been getting very, you know, very popular. They're in a number of different areas at a number of different sizes. So the concept of how it's done is nothing particularly new in the industry. It's new to us,
right?
But it's not new to the industry in general. So anyway, there were a number of different issues that people brought during public comment, and I'll mention a couple of those and kind of address them. Issue probably number one was, we don't want to see solar panels placed on prime farmland. We want to see it on some other land. I'll just use some other. There was a lot of different proposals of which other. You know, and that's a very good argument. And in fact, and I even made a comment before the press, I agree with them. I don't like to see solar panels placed on prime farmland either. But as I mentioned after that, I said, I'm in agreement with you, but that's not the question before the board. It's not for me to determine what these people should or should not do with their property. Okay, it's for them to determine what they should and should not do with their property. So although I agree with what you're saying...
So what you're saying is basically you're just determining if it's legal and permissible for them to do that.
I'm just determining if the Zoning Board of Appeals rule correctly or not, not whether or not I like them, okay? Because personally, I don't really care that much for them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was number one, that they should be on other types of property. That was one of the issues that was brought out. Although I understand what they're saying, that's not the question before the board. An individual presented a petition with many different signatures on it saying, we would not like it here. We would like to see other things done. That's nice that they took the time to do that. That's very informative. I'm glad they presented it. But once again, that's not a question before the board. The question before the board is, did the Zoning Board of Appeals make a good decision or not? And do we allow people to do on their property as they wish to do? Not as I would do. Not as some other person would do, but as they wish to do. It's their property. They can do with it as they please, unless it is causing some irreputable problem to someone else's. Other issues were brought up as to where the power would be sold at. Once again, that's not the concern of the board. They're the ones that have to determine where they're going to sell their power at. And there was a question, you know, brought up, is there toxic waste, you know, et cetera. There's no evidence to support any of that. As I mentioned earlier, solar panels have been around for many years. I remember a couple people saying they had been there 20 years, but in actuality, solar panels have been around approximately 50 years. Mm-hmm. It has actually been that long. They were originally invented by NASA to be used on satellites, orbiting satellites. And so they've been out since the late 60s, 1960s. So they're a fairly well-known commodity. When I was in college in the mid-70s, I had a calculator with solar panels on it.
Yeah, I remember
those.
They're
solar power calculators. Mm-hmm. They're nothing. The concept is not a new one. It's been around. It's just they were never practical for this use until later technology has just made them, you know, better to manufacture. That being the case, all the different information they printed, and I was thankful for the number of them that spoke on it, and it gives you a lot to think about in the process, but it did not address the question and of the original question that needed to be considered, did the Zoning Board of Appeals rule correctly? And we could find no evidence that they did not rule correctly, and at the end, we did concur with the Zoning Board of Appeals, which clears the way for them to receive their license and to proceed. Now, of course, in the process, they still have to make it work financially. Mm-hmm. This just gives them the permit. It doesn't necessarily mean they'll ever do it, but it gives them the permit. So I'd say they have a fairly high likelihood of being able to move forward with it and do it if they so choose. Now, I want to mention a couple of different questions that came up, and I'll phrase them as two questions. Why here and why now? And those are two very pointed questions. Is the point, why here? Why that location?
Right.
in order to do these, and this particular project is what they refer to as 150 megawatt, which is a fair amount of energy. 150 megawatt, if it actually worked 24/7, would probably be all the power you would ever use in Randolph County as a general rule. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of energy, but they don't obviously work 24/7. So they have to be located near a power line, some sort of power distribution center that has the capability, has the capacity to carry the load. If you remember right at the beginning, I mentioned the Press substation that was built there after the Prairie State Energy Campus was built.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why there? It's right next to that substation. If you ever look at any of these projects, they're always located near a major power line. One of the extremely large ones are near a substation where they can tie into them. So that's why that location and not some other location. Why now is the point. Well, if you follow the news with President Biden and his energy policies, and of course in Illinois we have Governor Pritzker and his energy policies, they, federal government, state of Illinois government, has been offering a number of incentives, tax credits, et cetera, to go out and create these projects. Okay? And with these tax incentives and tax credits available to them, it gives them incentive to build. Now, these tax credits and tax incentives offered by the federal government and offered by the state of Illinois doesn't say where to put your project. It just says, put a project out there and we'll give you money. All right. Mm-hmm. If you really want to get solar off of farmland, which I would like to see, you need to go back to the state of Illinois and back to the federal government and say, amend your rules. We give you tax credits to put it here, or to put it on reclaimed mine land, or to put it on reclaimed landfill ground, or to put it on X ground. If you change the tax credit law to give the incentive to where you're going to put it at, you don't have to worry about it winding up on farmland. If you say, we'll give you the credits if you put it on reclaimed mine land, they're going to go to reclaimed mine land.
Mm-hmm.
If you say we give you the tax credits to put it anywhere you want, where are they going to put it? They're going to put it where it's easiest for them.
Right.
That's why.
It's already cleared. They
don't have to do anything. Okay. That's why there. That's why now. If we want to solve this problem, it can't be solved at the Randolph County Board level. It's going to have to be resolved at the state and federal level, directing those incentives for this alternative energy production to specific locations where it should be located at. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the other is, and you'd have to also require the power companies, such as the Amerons of the world, to provide these locations with the adequate lines to be able to supply it. So that takes away the issue of where they're put it at, and you'll see it stop going on these particular properties. But we have no basis to deny people to put something where they want, and we probably shouldn't. There's no reason why a county board, myself or anyone else, should be deciding what a person should do with their own property. Do with it as you please.
Mm-hmm.
But give the incentives for better locations, and they'll go to the better locations.
All right. Well, we'll get another break here. We'll go ahead and toss that in here real quick and get that out of the way, and we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. And got a little time left here in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we've been talking about solar here, the proposed solar, field.
Yeah. Solar farm proposed south of Tilden. I'd like to move over a little bit, though. There are other things obviously taking place, and talk a little bit about the Randolph County Care Center, because we are in the election season now. I think it's roughly 5 weeks until the election will be over, and there is a proposal on the ballot, and I've mentioned this before, concerning the Randolph County Care Center. And if you think this is deja vu, it was on there. It was written similar, but it was different. It was on there back in June, and hopefully this will be the last time we will run it. But it asked a question that will be on the ballot: Should the Randolph County Board of Commissioners be allowed to transfer the care center into an entity for which then we can renovate the facility and move forward with it? If we can't renovate the facility, being 70 years old, there's not a tremendous amount of future left in it. And at this time, we make it very clear on there, a vote yes will allow it to be transferred into an entity for renovation and possible dual use. And we put it right on there, a vote no will basically authorize the county board to close the facility. Because if we cannot renovate it or move forward with it, there's little left to do but, you know, to close it. It may not close in the first, you know, it might take a year or so, but ultimately that's the fate that awaits it. Being 70 years old and no longer being in compliance with the requirements of care centers and nursing homes within the state of Illinois, we'll need to do that. So that is on the ballot. Obviously, I encourage you, I support, you know, I would really like to be able to see it renovated and continue forward for another generation. But we need that vote yes in order to do that. Without that, we simply have no basis in order to be able to do that.
Right. Well, I hear the music, so I guess we're out of time.
Well, it's
today,
been nice being in here. I always like to have an opportunity to say a few things. Some of these issues are very complex, and they're not as simple as they seem, and it takes a lot of time to go through it and try to mention all the highlights. I didn't touch every one of them, mm-hmm. just some of the larger ones, but I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. We'll be back tomorrow here on The People Speak. Have a great day.